quick review for tomorrow's match between Arsenal and Liverpool. Those who know me know I'm a Liverpool fan, but I cannot call what is going to happen in this game, because recently we've had two games against Arsenal where they have beaten us, and whether it was convincing or not, they still managed to beat us. And that was a normal Premiership game where if we beat them, I think we would have got more than 100 points, would have been a record. So people say it's not an important game, but to me, the Premiership was wrapped up, yes, but to get more than 100 points is another little record. And then there was the Charity Shield match, which it's another trophy. We've already run three trophies for the season, so it was just something extra, but we lost that in penalties. And this match we're going into, we have Thiago, we've got other signings, Jota and Tsimikas in defence, but whether they're going to be played or not, I'm guessing Thiago might get a few minutes. If things are going really well, Jota might. But another big important factor for Liverpool is whether Fabinho, if he's in defence with Van Dijk as a centre back, I think that'll work well, because we've seen it work well against Chelsea. If it's Gomez, that might be a problem, because he's coming back and he hasn't been good recently. And Arsenal, they are playing well at the moment, and it just depends on them as well, how they're going to play, because it seems like once they get the ball up and Aubameyang's got space, then that's when they can hurt us. There are other players that can score as well, but it's most likely to be him. So it's one that I can't call to say who's going to win. I'm sure most people have made their bets already, like Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. He said 2-1 to Arsenal. I saw the guys from Redmond TV. I don't think they made predictions, but could be wrong. But they cannot say with assurance anyway. They believe Liverpool will win, but it's football. Anything can happen. So I can't call it on who's going to win. And I can't call it on what squad is going to be put out, because there's so many different players that Klopp can play. And it's what formation he wishes to take. I think as experienced as Thiago is, he's not going to be put out for a full 90 minutes. He will come on depending on how the game's going, I guess. Possibly to change things if it's not going our way. Or if it is going our way, then he might just get a run out for the sake of, you know, giving him some time. But many people are excited about Thiago, which they should be rightfully. But he is still going to need time. Even though we saw a good display from him against Chelsea, that was 10 men. So, and this is going to be a bit different because Arsenal closed down a bit more than Chelsea, I think. So he won't have time to do his, you know, picked out passes. But we shall see. The match 7:45 Monday should be interesting. It's one where Liverpool's won both their games for the start of the season. I think Arsenal have two games, or probably one game, but they've won their game anyway. So it's important for both teams to get off on the right foot, set the right message.